What up? We're back into it. I'm going to read a verse today. Today's out of context. We're talking about Matthew 7, verse 1. We already talked about this on Sunday, so you've probably heard most of this stuff already, but let's get into it. Matthew 7, verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. The end. You've heard this verse. You've heard it over and over again. You probably used it. Usually it's said in anger, like, don't you judge. You can't judge me. You don't know me. Like, you're going to be judged too. Like, in other words, leave me alone. That's how this verse is typically used, or you've heard it in just passing conversation. Even in the culture, even from people who don't care about Christianity, will probably quote this verse at some point in time, news shows and stuff like that to attack. So don't judge me. That's what your Bible says. Don't judge me. Do not judge or you're going to be judged, right? Who are you to judge? And so Matthew 7, let's go ahead and read it in its fuller context just by looking at the surrounding five verses. Let's read 7, 1 through 5. This is Jesus speaking, and he says, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck of your brother's eye. And so, why do we take this verse out of context? Well, first of all, we've already said it's usually used to excuse sin. And then secondly, some people just are afraid because they sin as well, and so they don't think they have the authority to speak truth into other people's lives. That's a guilty conscience. And so it's like, all right, well, I messed up in this area, so I can't talk to anybody about this. I mean, I'm no one to speak. And so we've misinterpreted it and applied that verse in our hearts, in our minds, and in our life. And so then, and this is honestly, this is just me, and I don't mean to sound crass, but when this verse is taken out of context, it just shows, like, no common sense, like total lack of logic. Because if you think about how it's being misused, like they're saying, don't judge. But if you think about it, it takes judgment in that sense in order to recognize a judge, right? In order to recognize and condemn judge someone else's judgment. Does that make sense? Like, it takes judgment in order to recognize and condemn someone else's judgment. So when we say judgment, there has to be, what do you mean by that? Like, in what sense do you speak judgment? When we misapply this, we can either say, all right, is Jesus saying never to make an assessment, right? That's judging, like assessing things and making a judgment call. Like, all right, here's what's going on. Here's sin. That's what sin is, right? That's, or is it mean judgment as in condemnation? I'm the judge, jury, executioner. Like, I'm looking at this from a condemnation standpoint. And that's what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about judging in the sense of condemnation. And it's pretty obvious, using common sense and using logic, that you can't say judge not in the sense of, hey, don't ever make an assessment because you'll be assessed too. No, he's talking about don't be condemning in the measure in which you judge, right? Because then God judges everybody and he's going to measure that out to you. In other words, you're a sinner too, and you too stand under condemnation of a holy, perfect, righteous God. So you don't judge in the sense of you can't be God, but that doesn't mean you can't make assessments. The other sense of the word judge. And so obviously we have to judge. Like, you can do anything if you didn't judge. Like, there's so much other scripture that gives further light to how this is meant to be interpreted. So many of the one and others in the epistles that it requires us to make judgment calls or assessments of other people's behaviors, of brothers and sisters in Christ, the culture. Like, there's so many different ethics that we're called to in Scripture that are obvious, you know, that we have to make judgments. But we shouldn't do that in a self-righteous way. And so really, this judge not lest you be judged is just another way to say the golden rule, which Jesus goes on to say, if you just keep reading, right, you'll get the fuller context. If you keep reading, you'll understand how not to misapply this verse. In verse 12, he says, do to others what you would have them do to you. And so wouldn't you want to be let known of sin in your life? Like if you had a blind spot or if you were resistant in a certain area, right? That's the best way is for someone to make a assessment, to judge that, and to lovingly approach that person. And so that's the golden rule. It's the standard or the measure. You're judging, but not in a self-righteous way, which is what Jesus is talking about, which you get further into when he gives his hyperbole. And so he illustrates what he's talking about by the foolishness of condemning judgments in others by using this hyperbole of the speck in the plant. Like if your friend has this speck of sawdust in his eye, but you have like a railroad tie spike in your eye, like Jesus is using hyperbolic humor. It's funny. Like it's absurd. It's silly to do that. Like why, if you have a shard of giant plank of wood in your eye, and then you're like, oh, you got a piece of sawdust in your eye. Like, it's silly. Like Jesus is using humor. It's called hyperbole. He's exaggerating for the effect of saying, look, everybody's a sinner in the eyes of God. And so you can't sit in the sense of judging people by, you know, condemnation. Because who are you to talk? Like, we're all sinners. So don't be hypocritical in the sense that you're meeting out, you know, executions to people in the manner in which, the measure in which that you are judging others. And so Jesus illustrates that. And so this one, as we saw on Sunday, this is probably one of the most commonly misused verses, but it's also pretty easy if you use logic and common sense and just the surrounding verses itself to see the true meaning of it. And so, you know, with all that said, I hope this has been helpful to you and that you judge rightly. And then also, we don't have time for it on the podcast. I'm sure Brady will, I'm recording this in advance, but he's gotten to the art of speck removal. And so the application is, well, obviously don't misinterpret this, right? We hopefully understand that better. But then also, well, how do you confront sin in the lives of other people? What does it mean to, you know, remove the plank in your eye? What does it mean to repent of sin and to lovingly remove sin in others, to approach them and to confront them in a loving way for speck removal? That's what we're called to as brothers and sisters in the church. And so hopefully this has helped you guys. Y'all keep with it. And we're going to be back tomorrow with, I think, Jeremiah. So y'all have a good day and we'll see you then.